along. All right, joining us is Greg Orr, O-R-R. His son is Mark, who is the athletic director of St. Mary's. But if I want to talk baseball and learn something about the game, I like seeing this guy. So nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Marty. It's always a pleasure. I truly look forward to every spring training to sit down with you and chop it up a little bit and talk baseball.
Yeah, well, now you're chopping up with the Minnesota Twins from the big stadium in the Bronx. What's going on? What happened?
Well, you know, 34 years with the Yankees, you know, the time comes when you say, you know, there's other things in life. And, you know, I got the grandkids and I want to play a little golf, et cetera, et cetera. And so that lasted about 2 weeks. The phone started ringing. A couple clubs called and asked if I was interested in doing this and doing that. And, you know, listening to KMBR and baseball and Baseball Tonight on TV, the juices started flowing again. Minnesota Twins called and kind of proposed a pretty good situation for me. And it's kind of in line on what I wanted to do. And along with that, the group of guys that's involved are members of the Twins are great guys. I know them all. And along with the new front office, the challenges there, especially after the performance last year. So I said, you know what? I want to be a part of this. And I think good things are going to happen. And that's one of the main reasons why, you know, I went ahead and signed with them. And let's see what happens.
All right, Greg Orr with us, one of the best major league scouts I've ever come across. What's your role with Minnesota? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing some of the American and National League, you know, and I'll do some assignment work. And I think that from what they told me, I might be able to go out and see a couple amateur players before the draft and all that. So it can be a combination of things.
All right, very good. Let's touch on basketball for a second. I know your son's very happy. They Virginia Commonwealth, you told me they were going to beat them. But next game is a tough one for St. Mary's.
No, it's huge. Let's face it, U of A is, I mean, they're seeded number two. They're one of the best teams in the country. They're big and strong and athletic. But at the same time, if St. Mary's is on their game, you know, in other words, they have to slow it down and play the perimeter game. You need, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
All right, we're at that stage, the anything can happen stage.
That's
all
correct.
Right. All right, that explains it well. You got to see Matt Cain last night, and again, fifth starter. We know what he has been, what he is now. What was your take on Matt Cain last night?
Well, it's a pretty tough call because I don't know if Matt Cain's at the top of his game, but you know, when you start talking about a fifth starter, you're talking about a pitcher that you hope can go two times around the order with minimal damage. That's what a fifth starter is. Matt Cain at times would spot the fastball from edge to edge, but at the same time, his mistakes were center cut fastballs, which means that he's thrown over the middle of the plate and he's not missing very many bats. So it was a command issue. How do you correct that? Well, command is nothing more than tempo, and maybe a tweak in the delivery might help his command. So I think the other night, or last night, was more of a command issue than anything else.
Yeah, that's been the story for him, really, for most of the spring. Doesn't miss many bats, and when he does put the ball over the plate, it does get hit. 22 batters last night, 9 hits, and every one was a hit.
Well, yeah, and the thing that concerns me is that the opposing team was centering the ball pretty good, and that tells me that they're seeing the ball well, which means that the deception wasn't there. And deception is always before the release. Movement is after the release. That's kind of a easy way to put it. And so they, being that they were seeing the ball pretty well, and with the command being a little bit short, I would have a little bit of concern here.
All right, Greg Orr with us, top major league scout now with the Minnesota Twins. You had some thoughts about the WBC. I know you got to hear Rich Walsh's interview when you had just come in here. WBC, exciting game last night. My goodness. Well, Crawford was out at third. I don't know if you saw. Right. No replay, but he was out at third. But what a shot he hit. Yeah. You know, with two out in the ninth inning, it was an exciting game. What's your take on the WBC?
Well, you know, I think it's a great venue. I think it's certainly there's a place for it in baseball. I'm not so sure the timing is right, you know. These players, the American players, a lot of them are not in total baseball shape. They're still getting their game, you know, underneath them. You know, but then the question comes about when is the right time to play in the play the WBC. And, you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions here. Some people will say, well, after the season. Well, if you go after the season, players are tired and they're dragging a little bit, and that's when injuries also happen. So I like the venue, but I really question the timing of it.
What do you think of Rich's report on the Japanese team? It sounds like a little different kind of player. Now, and with when you with the Yankees, come on, you had Matsui, you know, Darvish, not Darvish, but Tanaka, and goes back to Arabu and the rest of them. You've seen the Japanese players.
I have. I've been over there a few times, and he's absolutely correct. The enthusiasm and the songs and the chants, I mean, it's an event. It's a different game over there in Japan. It's more of a... They play more of the short game than we do here in the United States. The States is more of a muscle-type league versus the Japanese leagues. Their pitchers are more pitchability-type guys. They like to throw the breaking ball. They pitch off the breaking ball versus the fastball. There's not a whole lot of power arms over there, but they know how to play. And when you play the Japanese, they're going to force you to play baseball. So, you know, their game is... putting a bunch of little things together to make big things happen. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So it's more of a pesky type type game over there.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Japan will play the winner of the game tonight, and then the Netherlands ends up, you know, playing Puerto Rico. This is pretty good. This is I thought last night was as compelling as any playoff game I had seen. It really was. Diaz coming in, and he threw like 30 pitches, and he was throwing 98.
Oh, Diaz got a big arm. I mean, big arms win world championships. I mean, as long as the Americans come out with power stuff, power arms, I think they can do some damage.
What about Andrew Miller? He didn't look like he had power arm.
Well, you know what? I'm not so sure that Miller was really airing it out. You
okay.
know, and I think you have to question, you know, what pitchers are actually airing the thing out at this time of year. I'm not so sure that's the case with a lot of the American pitchers.
All right. Nice to have Greg with us. What sort of weight do you put into spring training? You know, we have the different levels of the kids, guys coming back from injuries, or the guys just hanging on. We have a Jimmy Rollins hitting, you know, 115 right now, and, you know, he'd like to make some impression. Do you go on what he did in the past or what you're looking at in spring training?
Oh, I think you do both. I think there's two ways to evaluate, Marty. I think that when we're out here, you're either going to evaluate based on what you see or what you know. Okay? And I think that if you put all your emphasis on what you see, it's going to lead you in the wrong direction versus what you know. But at the same time, when you start talking about father time players, in other words, older players, when you start relying on those guys, that can get you in a lot of trouble. And that's part of our job, you know. When we look at guys like Jimmy and we look at Hill and some of the older players.
What about Morse?
Morse, same thing. You know, I mean, are they still trending? Is that arrow still trending down or have they plateaued out? You know, do they still carry value as bench players on a major league club? I mean, that's kind of the reason why we're out here and evaluating, and would they be an upgrade in terms of what we have? So, you know, one of the reasons why, not only those reasons, but also some of these guys are, you know, going through position changes, conversion players, some of the younger players trying to make that 25-man roster. And so there's a number of things that we look at during the course of spring training. It's extremely valuable and important.
Well, we have our carriers and our contributors. Those are the words you've taught me for many, many years.
Right.
On the Giants, do we have our carriers? Can you say who the carriers are yet, or are they sort of still contributors?
Well, you know, the Giants are just a solid club, in my opinion. I think they're as solid as any team in baseball. I think you have carriers for periods of time.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Pence can be a carrier. I think Belt can also be a carrier during a given time. Posey, a carrier. Crawford can carry. So they have a nice combination of carriers, but not during the course of the entire season.
Got it. Okay.
That's how I see the Giants.
Yeah, got to put all the pieces together at some point.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, very good. Hey, great to have you on. Congratulations with the Twins. See the grandkids. Bring them up anytime.
I will.
Always love to have you out there, and we'll see what happens with St. Mary's today.
It's going to be fun and all that, but listen, thanks for having me on, and I'm sure I'm going to see you a lot during the season.
I love that. Believe me, you know the game, and I learn a lot from you. I appreciate it. All right, that is Greg Orr. Now the Super Scout for the Minnesota Twins, 34 years with the Yankees. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.